Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When we get deeper into the book of Revelation, we'll spend a little bit of time on Satan and how he's cast out of heaven in the middle of the week. Middle of the tribulation period, and the angel flies around the earth saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa," to the inhabitants of the earth, because Satan is cast down among you, and he will be here literally on this earth. Even though he's on this earth walking as a roaring lion right now, he has access to the heavenlies, accusing the brethren. But in the middle of the tribulation, he will be confined here on the earth. I mean, this is where he's going to be, and he's going to wreak havoc, him and the Antichrist, and he will possess the Antichrist. And I can't wait till we get to that section of scripture. I ain't gonna be here. We're gonna be in heaven, you know, in the judgment seat of Christ, and later the marriage supper lamb and all the weddings and all this taking place. And but just so you have the picture, Satan will, when the Antichrist is slain in the middle of the week, 3.5 years, and he is slain and he lays in state, and he rises supposedly from the dead. That's another subject when we get to it. Satan is cast out of heaven, and so Satan enters into the Antichrist. And the people of the earth says, who can make war with this beast? He was dead, now he's alive. There's different thoughts. What did he really, was he really dead? We'll look at that later on. But Satan is involved heavily in the tribulation period, and he was one of these beasts of cherubs. He was what we call the high sheriff. I like to use that term. Before he was cast out of heaven, he was one of God's chief angels, if you want to call them in that category overall. But he wasn't so much an angel; he was a cherub, that anointed as cherub, but that cherub that covereth back, and we see that in Ezekiel and Isaiah, I believe. Anyway, verse number 8, and the four beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. When those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their thrones before their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. By the way, that one verse is tremendous. Why did God create heavens and earth? Why did he create me and you? Why did he make these things? Well, he created all these things for his pleasure, for his pleasure, for his good pleasure. If you don't have to count them, but in this one chapter, in this one, somebody's talking, sound like me. Anyway, in this one chapter, it's mentioned, the word throne is mentioned 14 times in this one chapter. It's talking about the glory and the honor that's given him. Let me just say one other thing and I'm going to move on. Okay, when we sing that song, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'd be. We're not going to see what we would call 3 thrones up there. There's one throne. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We're only going to see Jesus Christ when we get to heaven. We're not going to see God the Father. Why? He's invisible. Peter talked about to the invisible God. So when we get to heaven, the only part of the Godhead we will ever see is Jesus Christ. But when we see him, we see the Father. Remember that? He was talking in John chapter number 14, and that was to Philip. When Philip says, yeah, show us, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. In other words, it will satisfy us. And Jesus replied, haven't I been with you long enough, you hard-headed Baptist preacher? Been with you 3.5 years, and by now you should know that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, which is in heaven. So when he talks about these things, and when we get to the next chapter, and a hand is reaching from the throne and that book, and Jesus takes that book and he opens that book because he's the only one worthy to open that book. By the way, that's a title deed to the universe, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. Well, I thought you said that you won't see God in heaven. Well, that's an illustration so we can understand what's taking place. But just so you, and I'll get to that later on. I don't want to muddy the waters here. But just so you'll know that Jesus Christ is the only part of the Godhead we will ever see, Okay, we won't see the Father. We will not see the Holy Ghost. And we mentioned the Holy Ghost. And let me just put this and I'm going to move on. Often we say the Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost, and we know it's one of the same. But why is there a difference? Again, not too many people will talk about this. And I've never even read this anywhere. But it's come to my own study, my own conclusion after years of studying this, of different things, that when it mentions the Holy Ghost, it mentions the God of the Godhead. It speaks of his name, okay? Matthew 28 speaks of that. And baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And when it speaks of the Holy Spirit, it speaks of his working. In other words, the fruit of the Spirit is this. And there's some passages of Scripture that one verse will say the Holy Ghost, and then the very next verse it says the Holy Spirit. And some people will criticize our Bible, and I hope you have a good King James Bible, and they would criticize our Bible and say, well, the people who put the Bible together, they were confused, and it either should be Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. No, you have no mistakes in your word, in God's word, no mistakes. And so under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it was inspired. Holy men of God were moved by the Holy Spirit. They were carried as they wrote these things down. If you will, the Holy Spirit was the divine overseer. The Bible talks about this and all. But anyway, so there's no mistakes in your Bible. Only mistakes is in your noggin. If you have a problem with that, you know, the problem's here, not here. So the Holy Ghost is his proper name. The Holy Spirit is the working of the Holy Ghost. Are you following? Or not, you agree with that? If you can come up with a better explanation, I'm all ears. Believe me, I've read after a lot of people, and nobody has addressed that I've found. I'm sure there's somebody out there much smarter than me. But we talk about the seven spirits of God in verse number 5. Here it is again. There's only one Spirit, Holy Spirit. There are not seven spirits out there. What it's talking about is a complete work of God, and we looked at that earlier in the book of Revelation, where it talked about the seven spirits in Revelation chapter number 1, and it goes back to the book of Isaiah, the working of the Holy Spirit and all his work. But I said all that to say this. Let me get this. I got 10 minutes, and I got 11 or 12 verses I got to deal with, and I never get it done. I believe when it says after this, he's talking about after the things that takes place upon this earth. And then in verse number 1, where the last verse, it says hereafter, which must show the things hereafter. Turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 1. And it's verse number, which I must show you the things which come. I should have marked this down. Y'all help me find it. It's in chapter number 1. He talks about this. Okay. John, verse number 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which was, which is, was, and is to come. And then he goes down a little bit farther. Let's see, he loosed us, and I should have marked this. Okay, verse number 8, and I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, which saith the Lord, which was, which is, and was, and which is to come, the Almighty. And then he goes down, let's see, there's an actual verse in here. Is it 19? I hadn't flipped my page. Yes, thank you. Write all the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Again, that's the outline of the book of the Revelation. Things which are, the things which you've seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. And we get to verse number 1, and it says, I will show you these things which must be hereafter. And he's caught up. In verse number 2, it says, immediately I was in the Spirit. Now, whether or not he went bodily or literally in the Spirit, I think of the Apostle Paul when he was there he was stoned at Lystra. And there at Lystra, he was stoned. And the Apostle Paul later writes, there's a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know, but he was called up to the third heaven.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.